So this class is probably the beginning of a class that I'm still going to do. It's a little tidbits, little crumbs. Basically, I was feeling a little blocked trying to figure out the upcoming year. I was looking for a little access. People were asking me, so what do you say about the upcoming year? 5785, Tav Shin Pei Hei. What's in store for Tav Shin Pei Hei? And I was scanning it and scanning. And I didn't get an entrance, you know? Like, I felt like the doors were locked. I couldn't find anything open. I didn't have an opening. And it was, I'm not going to say I gave it too much thought, but at least, you know, the inspiration didn't come. The download didn't come. Sometimes you get the download. It hits you. And it's like, boom. So it didn't, but I felt like a few drops. So I feel like there's probably going to be much more for this. Bezrat Hashem, I was scrambling the last hour and a half trying to, like, through the opening that I got, to try to, like, develop. I felt it was enough juice to at least be able to give the class on it today so that we can initiate. And because we have such a great audience, maybe some people will take it and widen it. Who knows? The download sometimes comes to me. Sometimes it comes to, maybe we help each other out. We spark an idea and then someone else has the merit to have the flash or the deepening of it. We know for sure that it's going to be a spectacular year because we've had a difficult year this year, very difficult year. And, you know, and God didn't just give us a difficult year, just the year is an opening to something much bigger, to some great light, to some great blessing. So I have very high hopes for the Tav Shin Pei Hei, but I didn't have anything. So yesterday, there's a rabbi here in town, Rabbi Volovik, who sends me a WhatsApp, which was great because, as I've known in the past, that WhatsApp is a vehicle for prophecy and for things like that to reach you. You can get good stuff on WhatsApp. So he sent me something really special. Let me grab it. And when I saw it, I said, wow, that's good. And it has to do with today, the past day. Today was the 13th day of Elul, which is the wedding anniversary of the 6th Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, and his wife, Nechama Dina. So they got married in the year Tav Resh Nun Zayin, which is 5657. So 5757, which was 1997, was 100 years. Now it's from 57 to 85. Anybody's good at math? From 57 to 85, 67, 77, and 7 is 20, 28. So it's 128 years since the previous Rebbe got married. So why am I saying that? Because it's a special day, of course. But particularly in 5742, Tafshin Membeis, 1982, the Rebbe had a Fabrengen on this day, he had a Fabrengen. And he said that that year is very special because it's the 85th anniversary, 85. It's the 85th anniversary today of my saintly father-in-law. And the Rebbe revealed something about the number 85. So that was my opening. The Rebbe says, what's so special about 85? So I'm not a mathematician, but I got the assistance of Google today. And I looked, I put in the number 85 is divisible by what? You know, you're looking for how you can. So there is two, I found out today, I never knew this. There is this primary number, I think they call it, and a composite number. Primary numbers are numbers that you can't divide. They're not dividable. Like 83, which was the year 2 years ago, 5783, is an indivisible number. The only thing, you can only split 83 by even parts of 83. That's the only way you can make 1 times 83 or 83 times 1. But other than that, there's no number that goes into 83 divided parts that equal 83. So they call it, I think, a primary number, if I'm correct, if I remember the word they used. A composite number is a number that is divisible by more than one thing. So interesting, 85 can only be divided by one other number besides, of course, 1 and 85. So that's 1 times 85 or 85 times 1. And there's one other one, and that is the number 17. 17 goes into 85 perfectly. How many times? 5 times 17. So 5 times 17 is 85. And what's so great about that? 17 means tov. The numeric value of the word tov. Tov, which is good, a Hebrew word tov, which is good, is the equal 17. Tes, vav, vez equals 17. So the Rebbe says, we know that chesed is good. Goodness is kindness. When kindness is activated, that's called tov. It's good. Kabbalistically, the spiritual energies of kindness are divided into five. There are five forces of kindness. So the sum totality of all the kindness are the five. It's called, mystically in Kabbalah, it's called five chasadim, the five powers of kindness. And that's the Rebbe says, the five times tov, which is the number. And he says, it says in Svarim, the Rebbe says, it says in Svarim. But because this is from an unedited sicha, from an unedited talk, there's no footnotes and there's no references. So I was scrambling today, looking all over, where does it say in Svarim that the five times tov is Gematria 85. Now, I don't need more than the Rebbe saying it. That's good enough. But it was just interesting because the reason I was looking for the source was maybe from the source I can find, you know, I can build it out further. But I couldn't find exactly that someone should say five times toiv, five times good is the numeric value of 85, which is the word peh, peh's mouth. The five times good is gematria pehei 85. Now, what's the idea of the five chasadim? We know that the two main powers, the two energies that conduct the world are the main two sefirot, the main two energies that are the conducting of all the affairs of the world are the two attributes of kindness and discipline. Kindness and discipline. These are the two primary forces in the universe, divine forces. Everything else is already blending, different forms of blending, because even the third one, which is Teferet, which means harmony, is a blend of kindness and discipline, chesed and gevurah. Teferet is a harmony of the two. And then Netzach, victory, you know, the seven sefirot, Netzach is an offshoot of kindness. Gevurah, Hod, is an offshoot of gevurah. And Yesod, foundation, is a blend of the others as they're flowing in. So all the sefirot are already various different mixtures of chesed and gevurah. Now the chesed and gevurah are represented by God's two hands, the right hand and the left hand. So the left hand is the power of gevurah, which is the power of din, judgment, and gevurah, harshness. It's the left hand. Sometimes the left hand can give a slap. So we know that ultimately in its original source, the left is very, 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 the left hand is in its origins as the ultimate power of goodness, but still there can be harsh things coming from the left side. The right side is kindness. Now, just like our human hands, which are created in the image of God, have five fingers on the right side, five on the right hand, five fingers on the left hand. So the five fingers on the right hand are the five chasadim. That's why we say that chesed is divided in five, because the five fingers of the right hand are the five powers of kindness. Or like it's explained sometimes, the kindness in chesed is one kindness. The kindness that's in gevura, even though it's a gevura is judgment, but in the judgment itself there is kindness, because everything in holiness is blended. So there is chesed in gevura, then there is chesed in teferes, and there is chesed in netzach, and there is chesed in hod. Those are the five primary sefirot. So the five kindnesses that are in each one of them are the five fingers of the right hand. Now, these five powers of kindness are actually the source in which created the world. Five powers of kindness are the source, because we know that the main primary energy to create the world is the kindness of God. As it says, Oylam chesed yibana, the world is built from Hashem's kindness. In the actualization, in order to actually create a finite world, Hashem has to constrict the energy. So there's gevura comes in. But the gevura is not the underlying purpose. The gevura is the restraint, is the practical instrument that's needed in order to create a defined existence, a limited, finite existence. And also in order to run the world, that it shouldn't be the world should not become a jungle. You need to have some discipline, law and order, and so on and so forth. Or else everybody does whatever they want, and that's no good. So of course there is a need for gevura as well. But the impetus to create and the drive, it's all kindness. And that's why we know that it says that the primary being who drives creation is Abraham. It's through the energy of Avraham Avinu, and Abraham is kindness. That's why it says, Eilet, in Genesis, it says, in Bereshit, it says, Eilet toldoi shamayim v'aretz, these are the chronicles of heaven and earth, behi baram, when he created them. And the sages say, don't read it behi baram, but read it ba'avraham. Read it with Avraham. That with Abraham God created, with the energy of Abraham, with the concept of Abraham, and God envisioned Abraham, Avraham, the man of kindness, and then Hashem saw the Abraham inside each and every one of us, the ability to extend kindness to each other, and that's why Hashem created the world through Avraham. Now we know that Avraham initially his name didn't have a hey. His name was Avram. And then Abraham had, once he had a circumcision, hear this, once Abraham had a circumcision, Hashem turned his name from Avraham, and Hashem made it Avraham. First it was Avram, and then it became Avraham. Why? Because what was added to him was the hey. The letter hey is the number five. The five kindness was now open and manifest in Abraham. So it's almost like Abraham, before his circumcision, he had a limitation in his kindness. He couldn't fully manifest the kindness. But when Hashem gave him the hey, the extra hey, which hey is it? The five powers of kindness. So Hashem enabled Avram Avinu, Abraham, to manifest full kindness in the world. And kindness doesn't only mean good things happening. Kindness means revelation, godly revelation. God enabled Abraham to become the father of monotheism and teach kindness, goodness, and knowledge of God to the entire world. And the culmination of that is going to be the coming of Mashiach, when God's kindness will be fully manifest, fully revealed, and Hashem will be fully open, and there's no concealment anymore. There's no more din. There's no more judgment that's concealing and blocking, and there's a full revelation. Now, what's really interesting is that when did Avram, how did Abraham get his name? And God increased his name from Avram, and Hashem made it Avraham and added that hey, which we say the hey is the five powers of kindness, the five powers of divine kindness that Hashem now embedded in Avram's neshama and opened it up. So when Avram had his circumcision. Now the circumcision has two names to it. Sometimes the circumcision is called bris, which means covenant. Circumcision is also called mila, because we say bris, mila. Mila is circumcision. Circumcision of the mila. The word mila, let's take a look at the word mila. The word mila, which is spelled mem, yud, lamed, hey. So let's do the numeric value. Mem is 40, yud is 10, is 50, lamed is 30, it's 80, hey is 5, 85. 85, five times tov, five times good, five powers of kindness were released into Avram's soul through the Mila, which is Gematria 85. And that's when Abraham can start being Abraham, which means give birth to Yitzchak, who Isaac means laughter, which is the laughter that's going to come when the entire world will laugh, when Mashiach will be here. Oz Yemale, then the world will be filled tzchoik pinu with laughter. That's the laughter in the time of Mashiach. After all the pain and after all the sorrow, we will laugh when? By the Mila. After Avram was circumcised, until then he couldn't have give birth to Yitzchak. And that's why when they talk about Yitzchak, everybody is laughing. Even before he was born, Avram laughed when God said to him, you'll have a child. Sarah laughed. She was, but God said, why is she laughing? She couldn't contain it because Mashiach energy was flowing in her. She was just told she's going to have Yitzchak, which is the birth of the Jewish people. With ultimately, the birth of the Jewish people is to bring godly revelation to the world. See, Yitzchak is just the first Jew, but this in him is the seed of the sum totality of all the Jewish people and all the godly revelation that's going to come through all the Jewish people, leading us to the time of the redemption, which is going to be the time of tzchaik, of laughter, which is Yitzchak, which is the laughter. But what is necessary in order for that to happen? Avram has to bring godly revelation. For Abraham to bring godly revelation, God has to turn on the five faucets, God's five fingers, the hey chasadim, the hey powers of kindness need to flow in his soul. Every one of those powers of kindness, the Rebbe says, is one of the word tov. The word 85, the only number that is divisible is 17. 17 is gematria tov. Now that's mila is associated with yesod. It's a little Kabbalistic today, but this is, we're going to crack open. Mila, the bris mila, is related to the element of yesod. Yisod means bonding, because kind out of kindness. Kindness is also love. With love, you bond, especially the love between a husband and a wife. That's where the bonding takes place, which is through the element of yisod. From all of our tzaddikim, from all of the biblical figures, who personifies the attribute of yisod, which is bonding? Yosef. Yosef is the, because Abraham is Chesed, Isaac is Gevura, Yaakov is Teferet, Moshe is Netzach, victory, Aaron is Hod, Yosef is Yisod. Right when the Torah introduces Yosef, what does it say about Yosef? Right when it says, it tells you his age. As soon as the Torah begins to, right at the beginning, right when it speaks about selling Yosef, so right at the beginning, the first verse about Yosef. Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana. Yosef was 17 years old. Because 17 is the number of Tov. And where is the Tov revealed? the kindness in Yosef. So Yosef is 17 years old. One time 17, but then there is five times 17. The five kindnesses of the right hand of God. So when you come to a year, which is called 5785, we are all standing ready with our eyes raised up to heaven and waiting for the full dose of God's kindness. After all the hardship, and after all the pain, and after all the hurt of the past, the world, and the Jewish people for sure, are waiting for the Tov to be revealed. Tov Hashem Lakol, the ultimate goodness. It's interesting, in our davening, we also say in Shmona Esrei, HaTov Ki Loichalu Rachamecha, the good one. We speak about God. We say the ultimate good one, Ki Loichalu Rachamecha, your compassion has never ended. It's endless. What's the word we use? HaTov, which can be read Hey Tov, five times Tov. That's the year we're coming up to. The five times Tov. The great Mila, the great circumcision, which Hashem is going to remove all the concealments, all the block in his relationship with us. Everything that's there, the Arla, and we say the foreskin, whatever is there that's interfering in this bond between God and the world needs to be removed so the Mila can be revealed. Mila's Gematria 85. And Avram can have his name Avraham. And when Hashem created the world, Hashem created the world with this energy. This is the ultimate goodness that God intended from the day that he created the world. And here's a sign for that. There's a name of God that's also Gematria 70. It's not such a popular name. It's one of the names that is more obscure. A name of God that is more known to Kabbalists. It's not a name that everybody, we don't use it in davening, so to speak. And there are certain names that are used in davening, but then there are certain more hidden names. So one of Hashem's names is Gematria 17. It's the name Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. So we're used to Yud, K, Vav, K, where you have a Yud first. Yud, K, Vav, K. Yud, Hey, and then Vav and Hey. That's the famous name of Hashem, God's the tetragrammaton. But there's another name where instead of the Yud being the first letter, it's an Aleph. So Aleph Hey, Vav Hey is Gematria 17. Now, where does that name come from? Right in the beginning of the Torah, it's probably the first name of God mentioned in the Torah. No, it's the second name. Because in the beginning of the Torah, you have the word Elokim, Bereshis Bara Elokim. But then it says, Es HaShamayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. Look at the first letters of the words Es HaShamayim, which means the heaven, Ve'es Ha'aretz, and the earth. The first letters of Es HaShamayim Ve'es Ha'aretz, Aleph Hey Vav Hey. Because heaven and earth were created from God's goodness, from Tov. It's the kindness of God that is upholding heaven and earth. It's the Aleph Hey Vav Hey, number 17, the name of Hashem. There was a Hasidic Rebbe who gives Haskama on Tanya. What does that mean? When the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Eliyadi, made his Tanya, he sought out a recommendation letter, a haskama. How do they call it in English? Someone to write a, I don't know what they use. What? Like a reference, like a positive, like you get people on a book, you write what other authors or big famous people said about the book. So the Alter Rebbe looked for an endorsement for the book. He from all the tzaddikim that were alive, he only chose two tzaddikim. One was Reb Zusha of Anapali, and the other one, his name was Reb Yehuda Leib HaKohen. These were two friends of his. This Reb Yehuda Leib HaKohen has a sefer. I forgot the name of the sefer. He wrote a book on Torah. Obviously, he's one of the great students of the Mizritcha Magid, colleague of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe felt him worthy to give the endorsement to Tanya. From everybody else, only these two. This Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKohen wrote a book where the entire book is explaining this name of God. Aleph Hey Vav Hey. He sees this as the primary name of Hashem, and he just is explaining this all over the Torah, everything that has to do with this name. The name of Aleph Hey, which is the Gematria 17. Tov, Hashem's goodness of creation. And we'll speak about that, about this name in a moment. But before we go there, the five powers of kindness, of goodness, which are all being delivered to us in about 2 weeks, we're going to open up this year's package and we're going to see the culmination of all the goodness that God intended from the day he created the world. Es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. All the goodness. You know where else it's seen these five powers of goodness? We know that chesed, kindness, which we're saying now is tov, is good, kindness is good, right? There's actually a verse that says chesed is tov. Right now it's not coming to me. Maybe it'll come to me soon. But we understand that. That being kind is good. And when you're receiving kindness from someone, it feels good, right? That's understood, okay? But we also know that what does the Torah say specifically is good? When the Torah wants to say something is good, what does it say is good? Vayar Elokim Esaor Kitov. Hashem saw that light is good. Vayar Elokim Esaor Kitov. That or light, illumination, revelation, that's good. What does that tell you? That tov, which is good, which is kindness, is light. And we know light is kindness. Because when you're kind to someone, you reveal yourself to them. You illuminate for them. You teach them. You guide them. You bestow upon them. So light and illumination is tov, is good. So see something really beautiful. The five powers of kindness are hinted to on the first day of creation. Because on the first day, now we know the 6 days of creation, each day correspond to another one of God's attributes. The first day is kindness. Sunday is a day of kindness. What did Hashem make on Sunday? He made light on Sunday, right? Hashem produced the light. How many times does it say or on Sunday? So let's read. We'll do this together. How many times? I took a chumash, which has so much commentary. It's hard to go. Oh, here we are. Vayomer Elokim in Genesis, verse number 3. Vayomer Elokim yehi or. God said, let there be light. Vayehi or, and there was light. Got it? We got two times kindness. Vayara lekim es ha'or kitov. God saw that light. Here it says ha'or kitov. That tov is light. But again, or the third time. Vayavdel elokim, and God separated bein ha'or ubein ha'choshech, between the light and the darkness. It's the fourth time it says light. Vayikra lekim la'or yom, and then God called light day. And even and that's the end. There are five times the word or on Sunday, on the first day of creation. Now, Sunday corresponds to Abraham. What did we say in Abraham? And Abraham shines the five lights of kindness, the Hey of Avram. Well, in the first story of Torah, what's the first story? What's the first thing God is creating and spends time with? Heaven and earth is created in one moment, but what's he spending time with? He's creating light. And how many times does it mention light? Five times. Because how many forces of kindness. The five fingers of God's right hand are the five powers of light, which are in the five in the story of creation. So what does that mean? Not only are we getting all the goodness, we're getting all the light. Can you imagine how much light is there in this Sunday creation? It says there is so much light that it was too much light and God had to hide the light, right? So we learned that the first day of light, Hashem had to hide it. And Hashem made us, because it says that the light that was created the first day was not light coming from the sun. The sunlight is a limited light. The light that God created on the first day was a brightness that you can see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. That means there's no concealments, there's no blockages. You can see through everything. The light was boundless revelation on the first day, boundless kindness. And the sages say it was too much, as the verse says. God separated it, he hid it. He's going to reveal it to the tzaddikim. When the Mashiach will come, he will bring out, he will bring forth that amazing light. Where did he hide it until then? Where did he hide it? It says he hid it in the Torah. Hashem hid the light in the Torah. Primarily, in which part of the Torah did he hide it? He hid it in the oral Torah, in Torah Shebaal Peh. He hid it in the oral Torah. What's Peh? 85. Because Hashem wrapped those powers of light of the five chasadim. And when you take the five times Tov, five times 17, you get Peh, which is 85. So he hid it in Torah Shebaal Peh. When we study Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, and also Hasidism and mysticism, all this is the all part of Torah Shebaal Peh. We unpack this light until it will be fully revealed. So based on that, pretty exciting year coming up, I believe. And we're coming to the year Pehei. We're coming to the year of Pehei. I also saw from the Arizal, where the Arizal says, because I was looking for places where it talks about the five powers of kindness, the five chasadim. Once I got this little nugget that Peh is the sum totality of the five kindnesses that are active, and it's the sum totality of all the light that is mentioned, I was looking, and I found in the Sefer from the Bnei Yisaschar, from the great Rebbe of Dinov, he brings an Ari, a teaching from the Ari. Teaching of the Ari is in Shir HaShirim. It says that God is Hineze Oimed Achar Kosleinu. Hashem is standing behind our wall. The Redeemer, Mashiach, is standing behind the wall. Mashgiach menachalonos, he's looking through the windows. Meitzitz, he's peeking menacharakim, from the cracks. That's the verse. He's looking through the windows and peeking through the cracks. So the Arizal says the windows are the five windows, the five kindnesses. The cracks are the five powers of Gevura. They're a crack, that's constriction. But the windows, so the five windows. How to connect the windows over here, I don't know yet. I just figured I'm going to add that to the mix. All the light coming through the windows. Now, being that this is the case, what I told you till now is mainly what I was gathering from what it says already, but I decided to take a look and say, well, if Tov is the main number we're concerned with over here, because Tov is 17, and the word Peh, which is 85, which is this year coming our way, 57, 85, is made up of the five times Tov. I said, well, let's look in the story of creation and see, count the five times Tov. What we just did is we counted light, or in the first story of creation, it says or, and or equals Tov. Because or and Tov are connected to each other, because light is good. But how about the word Tov itself? So the word Tov itself, I think, is mentioned 7 times in the story of creation. If I'm not wrong, I didn't count it carefully, but I think it's mentioned 7 times in the story of creation. It mentions Tov in creation itself. You know why? On Sunday, it mentions 1 time, Ki Tov. Monday, we know it doesn't say Ki Tov because God made division, and for division, God didn't say it's good. Tuesday, God said twice it's good. So that's 4. Wednesday, he said 1 time it's good. Thursday, it says it 8 times. Okay, it's 8 times. It's 2 times on. But what I was looking for is the first 5 Tovs. So I counted from the beginning. The 5th one, which would be, again, possibly, after we download the 5 powers of Tov, the 5th one is on Thursday, which is interesting because Rosh Hashanah this year also starts on Thursday. So that part I just hit me while I'm teaching. This is the feedback I get, the bouncy, the orchizer I get from my audience. So this part I didn't connect. It's interesting that the 5th time it says Tov in the story of creation, which we could argue, I didn't see this anywhere, the first five times it says Tov, these are the 5 chasadim, the 5 powers of chesed, which is each one is another power of Tov, the 5 fingers. The 5th one is on Thursday, where God makes the fish. So what I found was really cool, that in that story, Vayar Elokim, and God said, Ki Tov, it's good, after he created the birds and the fish. The fish and the birds. And what happens? The 5th time it says the word Tov. What's the next word immediately after that? Vayevarech osam, God bless them. That means the moment you have the 5, what does that mean? And so what was cool, what I thought was, is interesting, you don't have the word blessing mentioned in the Torah. This is the first time we have blessing. The first blessing you get is the fish. Until then, there's no blessing. Is when Hashem made the fish and the birds, then he blesses. And he blesses them to be fruitful and multiply. So the first blessing we get, and who's blessing it? It's God's blessing to his creation. Until now, God is creating. He's not blessing. Now is the first time Hashem blesses. When does he offer the blessing? Immediately after the 5th Tov. The next word, Ki Tov, and then comes the word Vayavarech, and he blessed. So it occurred to me that when does the great blessing come? After we downloaded the 5 chesets, the 5 chasadim, the 5 kindnesses. So this year, when we're coming to the year Tavshim Pei Hei, which Pei Hei is 85, which 85 is the sum totality of 5 times Tov, Vayavarech Elokim, the biggest blessing. And the blessing that God will bless Pru Irvu to multiply, be fruitful and multiply, is a messianic blessing. Because when Mashiach comes, it says the Jewish people will be numerous, that you will not be able to count them. That only then it will be fulfilled. The Vahoya Mispar B'nei Yisrael without an end. That's from the blessing. Vayavarech Yisrael. Interesting that in the story of creation, there are 3 blessings. In the story of creation, this I saw in the book of the B'nei Yisrael on Sefer Igor the Kali, one of his, because again, I was looking for the something about the 5. He's a great source. He's unbelievable. He's like, with gematrias, he's like all over the place. So anyways, what I found was really cool is that he says that there are 3 blessings that are mentioned in creation. The first one is by the fish. The next one is by the human being. On Friday, God blesses again. Thursday, God gives a blessing to the fish and the birds. Friday, God gives a blessing, not to the animals. God, on Friday, God created beasts and the human. It says God held back the blessing from the beasts because he didn't want to bless the snake. Isn't that interesting? He knew that one of the beasts would be the snake. So Hashem says, if the snake would be blessed, he would be too much power. So God waited and he didn't bless the beasts. But when he created the human, he blesses the human. But then there's another blessing. On Shabbos, it says Hashem blesses the day. God blesses the day. We have three consecutive days of blessings. Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. So the B'nai Yisrael says, that's the reason why we have to be very careful to always eat fish on Shabbos. Because you want to combine all three blessings. When you're eating fish on Shabbos, what do you have? The first blessing is to the fish. The person is blessed. That's the person eating. He's the blessing of Friday. And you're eating it on Shabbos. So when you're eating fish on Shabbos, you're culminating and bringing together the three blessings. That's why he says when Hashem blesses the fish, interesting, look what it says. When God blesses the fish, it says, Vayavarech oisam Elokim, God blesses them, Lamar saying. What does that mean, saying? Usually when it says saying, it means that we should say this to someone else. But this is God blessing the fish. The fish are not saying this to anybody else. What's the word lamar for it to be repeated? To who? When God speaks to Moshe and he says lamar saying, it means that Moshe should say over the commandment to the Jewish people. What's the meaning of the word lamar over here? It should have said, Vayavarech osam Elokim. God, what's the lamar? So he says, From here we derive triple blessing. Because again, the blessing of the fish on Thursday, the blessing of the human on Friday, and the blessing of the day itself on Shabbos. And we bring together the three blessings. Lamor, so when we bless, and what's the highest blessing? What does we know? Who has the power to bless? Kohanim. The Kohanim give bless. And we know that when the Kohanim bless, it's three blessings. Yivarecha Hashem veYishmerecha, may God bless and protect you. Yor Hashem panav elecha vichuneka is the second blessing. Yisa Hashem panav elecha vichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Yor Hashem panav elecha vichuneka, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. These are the three verses of blessings. The priestly blessings are three blessings. So how do we know that there should be a triple blessing? Because when God, who is a Kohen, when he blessed, he gave a triple blessing 3 days in a row. And that's the meaning lamar. God wants us to learn that when we're blessing, we should do the triple blessing. So this is all just parenthetical. It's a good thing once we're talking about blessings to talk about blessings. But why am I saying this? Is because I got excited about the fact that after you have the five times ki tov, five times tov, the next word is blessing. So what are we to expect in the upcoming year? A very, very, very blessed year. A year full of blessing, which is a culmination of the Tov. So what do we have over here? All the light, all the good, and a whole lot of blessing. Now, trying to expand this a little bit, and Be'ezras Hashem will still, maybe, hopefully, we still have 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. May a lot still develop and let Mashiach come already now so we don't have to even look at next year. But I'm thinking the other thing about the upcoming year is that it is Peh, as we said. It's 85, which 85 is the word Peh, which Peh means the mouth. What does the Zohar say on the word Peh? There is a passage of Zohar that describes all the divine attributes. And it describes these attributes as a configuration of God's body, of the divine structure of the body. And the Zohar is the one who says, and it's a passage coming from Elijah the prophet. In other words, you have to be someone on the other side to be able to tell us this. So Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi, comes and reveals to us the entire infrastructure of the divine. And he says, there's the right hand, Chesed Roya Yamina, the right hand of God, that's is kindness. The left hand of Hashem is discipline. Teferes Gufa, Teferes is the body. Netzach and Hoid are the two thighs. Yesod, and then finally the Zohar says these words, Malchus Peh. Malchus is the mouth. That the last of the final attributes of God, which is Hashem's kingship, is called mouth. And in Hasidism, in Kabbalah, volumes and volumes and volumes to explain what does it mean, Malchut Peh, that Malchus is the mouth. But I'm ignorant. I don't know all the books of Hasidus. What I do know is I hear the word Malchus Peh. Who's Malchus? That's Mashiach's kingship. Malchus Peh. To me, what means the most ripe time for Mashiach to come is in the year Pehe. Malchus Peh. In the year Pehe, 85, there is the revelation of Malchus. Which Malchus? Mashiach's kingdom. And obviously, then there's going to be all the light and all the good. Not talking about any other goodness. This is the goodness we're talking about. This is what we're waiting for. Malchus. So in Rosh Hashanah davening, first of all, the main mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, which is Binyan HaMalchut. We know Rosh Hashanah, the main intention, mystical intention of Rosh Hashanah is to construct God's kingship, which is the life force of all the worlds, because God creates the world. The literal, actual power that is infused in the world is through Hashem's kingship, through Malchus. And we know that how do we build the Malchus? Through our speech. What we do in Rosh Hashanah more than anything else is talk. And God begs of us to say something. He says, say in front of me verses of kingship, so you will make me your king. Say in front of me verses of remembrance. And say in front of me verses of shofar. God is asking us to speak. So our main exercise in Rosh Hashanah is our talk. But in order to speak, you first have to have a peh. You have to have a mouth. So the whole power of Rosh Hashanah is in our mouth. But even more so, the other mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is the shofar. And how does the whole shofar work? You take a horn and you put it to the mouth of the blower, and the person who blows the shofar is putting it. So everything is done by the mouth. So when it comes the year of Peh, our mouths are so potent and powerful. To do what? To reveal God's mouth. To open up Hashem's mouth. In exile, Hashem's mouth is muted. Because we don't hear him. The truth is, if you think about it a little deeper, what is reality? What is time and space? What is history? There is a story being told. That story is God speaking. It says God, the Sefer Yetzirah, in the book of formation, it says God created the world with three things. Besofer with a scribe, besefer with a book, besipur with a story. What's really happening, the entire unfolding of history, every event that's taking place, it's a story being told. The Shekhinah is speaking. God is talking. But when we look at the events of the world and feel them as being random, as feeling them as being isolated, feeling disconnected, we don't hear the storyteller telling the story. Everything seems to be just disjointed, fragmented. We don't hear one story. It's like a lot of times there's a story or even a movie that's told, and it's like there's different scenes and different things, and you don't really see the one story until you get the end of it. And then you realize how these different scenes and different stories were really all part of one story. And then you get the whole story. And that's beautiful. The revelation of the completed story. In exile, we don't hear Hashem telling the story. The storyteller is muted. We see the world, we see time and space, we see stuff, we don't see the dibur. You know the first time we had a redemption? The first big redemption when we came out of Exodus? What's the name of the holiday that we celebrate redemption? It's called Pesach. Like my dear friend Pesach Petzal. I have to mention it. Because I can hear him calling me in a few minutes and saying, I was watching, because he always did. That was great. He had like a deep voice to tell me, oh, that was so great. So Pesach, this is for you if you're watching from somewhere. In any case, the word Pesach, the Arizal says, without the Arizal, what do we know? The Arizal is the one who opens up all the secrets. The Arizal says that the word Pesach comes from two words, Pesach, the mouth that can talk. Sach means from the word sicha. Sicha means to talk. Like we say, the Rebbe gave a sicha, a talk. Sach means to talk. What does that mean? That exile is a time when what? Exile is a time when God's mouth is closed. There is no speech. Divine speech is muted. Like there is a verse where it says, Ne'alamti, I am silent. Dumia, I'm silent. God doesn't have a voice in the world. There's a lot of noise being made by everybody else, and God's word is drowned out by all the other noises that is made. Geula is when we can hear God speak, and we can open up our mouths and we can talk. We can give expression to our deepest selves that is suppressed, that we can't communicate it. So it's mouth to mouth. Oy Gevald, you know, there's a verse that says, when Hashem gave the Torah, what does it say? Peh el peh, mouth to mouth, I spoke to him. That's the deepest intimacy, mouth to mouth. Pesach, Pesach, the mouth can talk. How can you not get excited when you're coming to the year of Tav Shin Peh, the mouth, 85, the mouth that will speak. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah prayers, which as we said earlier, Rosh Hashanah, everything is about the mouth. One of the most potent prayers that we say is V'chein, this is the middle of Shemona Esrei. We will say it on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. V'chein tein kavod la'amecha. Give honor to your people. Boy, oh boy, do we need honor for our people. The Jewish people, in many ways, have been dragged through the mud this year. In the media, bunch of places, by really, 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 really crooked, atrocious people who call the Jewish people genocidal people. How utterly despicable and disgusting. But in any case, so the king, we're praying, Tein Kavod La'amecha. Raise the honor of your people. Tehila l'ireyecha. Let there be praise to those who fear you. And those who fear God, not just Jews. L'yarecha, those who fear God in the world. V'sikva toiva, and good hope. L'dor shecha, to those who are seeking you. There are so many people searching in this world. They might not belong to a religious group. They might not be amongst the Jewish people, those that are coming to shul, but they're seeking. They don't know where they're seeking. Some of them are climbing all over the world seeking for something meaningful, but they're seeking. Give good hope to those that are seeking, we're saying. And then we say, upischa in peh, and an opening of the mouth, lam yachlam lach, to those that are hoping for you. So the culmination of all these stages, what's the final one? Pischa in peh, the opening of the mouth to those who have been hoping for you. Pischa in peh. The mouth should open up. We want the God's mouth should open up in the year of Pehe. What does it say? When it promises the great redemption, it says in Isaiah, "V'nigla kvod Hashem, the glory of God will be revealed. V'ra'u kol basar yachtov, and all flesh will see together. Ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of God has spoken." That means the peh will be revealed. There will be the great mila, as he said before, the great circumcision that will allow the revelation to happen. 85. All the kindness, all the goodness, all the light to be revealed, to be uncovered. And just going to conclude with, I mentioned earlier, this is just a mystical idea which we'll just throw in, and hopefully by the time from now until Rosh Hashanah, we might be able to elaborate and find more meaning in this. But the name of God that I mentioned earlier, which is the numeric number 17, Aleph Vav Yud He, that name of God is the name associated, every name is in a different sphera, in a different attribute. The name Aleph Vav He, Aleph He, Vav He, is in the attribute of Das. Das means knowing, and Das is the root of every relationship, of every intimacy, of every bonding. It's through Das. It's like it says, Adam knew his wife. And we know that in our relationship with God, it's the bonding, the whole purpose of creation is this bonding of this Das. Umala ha'aretz deya es Hashem, and the earth will be filled with knowledge of God. The knowledge is the bonding, the connectivity. Now, Das reveals itself in the mouth. And there's a pasuk for it. It says, Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das. The lips of the kohen guard the das. Das is related to the lips, to the mouth. So the name that is 17, which 5 times 17 is this year, is a shlemus of das. And that's why you have both the das is revealed and the mouth is revealed. And that's the Giyul. Because during the time of exile, there is no das, there is no connection, and there is no mouth. So it's the opening up of the das and the opening up of the mouth. May we merit to see all of this fully revealed with all the blessings and all the light. B'mehera b'yameinu, this year, Shnas Pehe, the big, big year. Ezrat Hashem. Look at that, the year of opening the mouth, and it's my shortest.